grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our gospel lesson, The Temptation of Our Lord Jesus, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, book of 1 John chapter 3, it says, take a look at what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. The children of God. Now our Lord Jesus today in the gospel lesson is called the Son of God. And it may interest you to know that he's not the only one so called. If you look in the Bible, you'll see in Luke chapter 3, Adam is called the Son of God. Not because he was God, he was only a human being, but because he and his wife Eve were made in the image of God. They shared God's original righteousness. They were without sin. Also in the Old Testament, Hosea chapter 11, the people of Israel are called God's son. It says, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. Now, not because they were God either, but because they were God's heir. Out of all the nations of the earth, they were chosen as a special object of the Lord's affection. They were given his promises to hold on to. Well and good. But as you know, as we read in our Old Testament lesson for today, Adam proved to be a disappointment. He and his wife Eve went away from the Lord. They ate from the fruit of the tree. They didn't trust in the Lord. And we know that God's Old Testament son Israel didn't do any better. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. But then it says, but the more I called them, the further they went from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images, and they did not realize that it was I who healed them. Which brings us to another Son of God, the Son of God from all eternity. And as you learn about him, or as you read about him, is there anything different? Different from Adam and Eve, different from God's Old Testament people, or New Testament people for that matter. Is there anything different? Well, let's hear again the words of the gospel lesson for today. It says, Jesus, God the Son, was led up into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Afterwards, he was hungry, and drawing near, the tempter said to him, if you're the Son of God, speak that these stones should become bread. But Jesus, responding, said, it stands written, not from bread alone will a man live, rather upon every word coming out through the mouth of God. Well, then the devil took him to the holy city and stood him upon the tip of the temple and said to him, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it stands written that to his angels he commands concerning you, and upon the hands their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, again, it stands written, you will not put the Lord your God to the test. And again, the devil took him to a mountain very high and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, these things all I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan. Go away, for it stands written, the Lord your God you will worship, and him only will you serve. Now as you read that lesson, the most immediate message there, most obvious message is don't let go of God's word. Hold on to the things God says to you, because the devil will try to twist it. Otherwise, hold on to the Lord's promises, and that's a good lesson. It's just that that's a lesson for a different Sunday. Today, what we see is the sons of God. We see Adam and the daughter of God, Eve, turning from the Lord and taking matters into their own hands. Like the devil, they want to take the place of the Lord. You see the Old Testament people of God, Israel, God's son, turning from him to things that they make with their own hands. Led by the devil, they make their own gods. And then third, you see our Lord Jesus. And he was tempted too. He hungered like Israel in the desert. He was there 40 days like they were 40 years. And he was tempted to use his power to turn stones into bread and to stop his hunger. He was tempted to use his father's power to stop his fall from a high point of the temple. He was tempted to use Satan's power to gain all the kingdoms of the earth for his own. And our Lord Jesus turned away from all power, only to his Father. He let things go. He let things go and he said, I didn't come to do my will, but I came to do the will of him who sent me. He said, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And you notice the difference there between these different sons of God. Adam failed. Israel failed. And you and I fail. We fall short of the glory of God. We fall short of his holy commandments. We do sin against the Lord and what we think and what we decide and what we prioritize. We sin against the Lord in the sins that we commit and in the good things that we omit. And we know for a fact that sin pays a dividend. It's right there in Holy Scripture. The wages of sin is death. It pays a dividend. And we know for a fact that Adam, for his sin, was driven from the Garden of Eden. It's right there in Holy Scripture. We know that Israel, for their sin, were exiled from the Promised Land. It's right there in Holy Scripture. We know for a fact that the soul that sins, it shall die. It's right there in Holy Scripture, Ezekiel chapter 18. We know for a fact that the confession we make in church is true when we say, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you, Lord, all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. That's taken right from Holy Scripture. If you look at all the evidence when it comes to human beings, do you want to take your case to court? Do you have the evidence you need to take your case to court? The devil has the evidence, but do you have it? Do you have the evidence to set you free before God? A lot of things listed there, what the legal people will call inculpatory evidence. In culpa, from Latin, leading to guilt. Inculpatory evidence, and it's there over and over again. Matter of fact, so much of it that you wonder how even you can lift your head up before Almighty God. But in spite of all the inculpatory evidence, is there exculpatory evidence? Ex culpa, leading you out of guilt. Is there exculpatory evidence? And there is only one thing that you can bring forward. Galatians chapter 3. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. Most important words you'll ever read from the Bible, if we can categorize them that way. Most important words for your life, and those three words are in Christ Jesus. Because if you're not in Christ Jesus, where are you? Where are you? Where are you going? What do you have before Almighty God? All you have is inculpatory evidence. But in Christ Jesus, you have exculpatory evidence. In other words, the guilt went away from you and it went on to Him. Now we put it as simply as we can when we have our new member class and we say that Jesus took the bullet for your sin. We say that Jesus switched report cards with you. You got His A's and He got your F's. It was all done on the cross. Jesus got A's like when He was tempted. Israel of old failed. Adam failed. These sons of God, but the Son of God from eternity, He passed 100%. You read the account. Did He give in? Did He fall before Satan in His temptations? No, He always did His Father's will. He was righteous. That righteousness was given to you so that before God, you are right and you are clean and you are holy. Inculpatory evidence, it's everywhere. Everything that comes out of your mouth and is in your heart and your thoughts and your actions. Exculpatory evidence, one place. The cross of your Savior Jesus. The cross of your Savior. And there, in Christ Jesus, you are sons and daughters of God. It is true that we justly deserve Thy temporal and eternal punishment, Lord. That's what we deserve. But it is even more true than that, that You and I are in Christ Jesus, and You say, Lord, I know what I did, but I trust what You did. I trust what You did for me, because there I have a future. There I have eternal life. There I know that I will be saved and raised to life again, just as Jesus was. 1 John chapter 3, do you see now? What kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. And we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.